Okie dokie, here we go. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It's Dave. It's Thursday, February 6th. That's the date, right? Okay, yeah, we're on track here. A gloomy day outside today, but a rather fun show inside. And here's what it sounded like. Kirk Douglas passed away at the age of 103. Yes, another celebrity gone far too soon. We paid respects to Spartacus right off the bat. The Chiefs parade was covered today. Things got a little reckless during that. We took a straw poll on strawberries of the chocolate-covered variety. We heard about a self-love dinner. John's big car show broadcast this weekend. John's big car accident yesterday. And welcomed two comedians by the name of Paul. Mercurio and Riser both joined us today. Have a listen for yourself. It is the Daily Podcast.
For those of you who didn't understand what all of that
I'm Spartacus
was about when we opened the show,
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas. Yeah. I was about to make Michael dead.
No, he's still alive and doing Michael Bloomberg spots.
What? Right.
Kirk Douglas has passed away at 103 years old, and that's a guy who had a major stroke almost 20 years ago. Yeah. And was and
gives
and,
me hope.
Right, and did just fine.
Nice.
And just, you know, a fabulous actor. Just, you know, gave us some talented kids. Just an all around great guy. You know, and of course he was Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
Right. You know. So
what did he die of?
103.
He tripped over his ears.
Now, wouldn't it be his chin?
I don't know. They're both pretty long.
Right. That dimple in his chin became a sinkhole. He was so old.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Speaking about walking away, all right, in a way of walking away, you'll understand in a moment. Did you see any of the footage of the Kansas City Chiefs celebration and, you know, parade
and car chase?
Right, well, and car chase.
Yeah,
right.
I saw that. Yeah,
well,
saw
that car chase Jesus. Happened hours before the event happened. So,
was there any clarification on what that was all about?
It was a couple of guys joyriding, from what I understand.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. You know,
scary
so,
stuff.
So anyway, you know, but you know, it was a great parade for the Chiefs in there in Kansas City, right? And that would be Kansas City, Missouri. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes was catching beers. People were throwing up to him. He's catching
that's what
beers.
Happens.
All right. He poured one down Travis Kelce's face.
Nice.
Right? And Kelce was up there. The WWE sent over a belt, okay. And he was up there on the, you know, on the bus wearing the belt. Right. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, this is what I was getting to.
All right.
You know, and look, when your team loses the Super Bowl, right, it's a sad event. They're not going to have a parade.
Of course.
But usually your supporters show up at the airport like we did, you know, when the last time the Super Bowl, the Eagles won, so not the win, but the one before.
2004,
it.
Right.
That was the year?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, we had, there were a few hundred people at the airport.
Sure.
Right, when the Eagles came home. Right. Here in San Francisco, or mm-hmm. there in San Francisco, mm-hmm. five. Five people. Five people showed up. Yeah, they're sports fans, all right.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
We've been telling you about this for the past couple of days, and it will continue into next week. As a matter of fact, next week is when we're going to start handing out the dinners for two to Harvest Seasonal Grill. There are six of them in our area, and if you would like, because, you know, look, Valentine's Day is on a Friday, and it's going to be a bitch getting a reservation. If you don't have one now, you're going to have a hard time getting it, especially if you want a table for two. Well, we've got you covered. We've got your table for two at Harvest, and all you need to do is send us an email about how you ruined Valentine's Day. It could be any year. It doesn't have to be last Valentine's Day. Anytime during the course of your life. We don't want your love story. Everybody's in love on Valentine's Day. Oh, we all love each other each and every day of the year. No, we want to know the story where you totally screwed up. So send that to doghouse at WMGK.com. And if you're selected, we will give you guaranteed reservations for dinner for two. We're picking up the tab on the dinner.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to just think we're giving you reservations. Nope. Dinner tab is on us at any of the six area Harvest locations, Radnor, North Wells, Morristown, Glen Mills, Newtown, and, of course, Lancaster, PA. It's Doghouse at WMGK.com. How did you screw up Valentine's Day? Speaking of getting back at people who screw up at Valentine's Day or sometime in your life, the San Antonio Zoo is running a promotion this year where they will name a rat after you.
Oh, good.
After whoever, after your ex, right? Right. And then feed it to a snake.
Oh, my Lord. And film it.
All right.
Film it and send to you.
It costs $25, and you could watch a live stream of it happening on Valentine's Day.
There it is.
All right. So for $25, you can have that. Wow. I hope they have a lot of snakes.
Yeah, right.
You know, so either that or one's going to be really big.
Wow.
Here's a Valentine's Day question for you. Chocolate-covered strawberries.
For them.
Right? You're for them?
Yeah, they're delicious.
All right, all right. But when it comes to Valentine's Day, is chocolate-covered strawberries romantic or overrated?
Ooh.
See,
I'm kind of lukewarm on them. Uh-huh. I think they're okay. I think they look prettier than they actually taste.
Uh-huh. And have you ever had Sherry's berries?
Yeah.
Those are incredible.
Those are incredible.
Because they're huge. They're insanely juicy and ripe. Most of the time,
I'm convinced they're shooting something into them. I think they're shooting liquid into them. You can't eat a Sherry's berry. Yeah. You can't eat a Sherry's berry without a napkin under your chin.
Yeah.
Because you're just going to drool all over the place.
It's the size of an apple.
Yeah, right. You know, but what do you think? Romantic or overrated?
I mean, the idea of them is romantic, but I think the taste is overrated.
Uh-huh.
So I'm in limbo.
You're in limbo?
Help me.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll make it an instant text poll. All right. Cindy Graham's here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So I'm going to guess. Well, see, you know, I would think that you would say this is romantic, right? I'm wrong?
You are wrong.
Right?
Wow. I
think they're overrated. It's just, first of all, it's impossible to eat them without a mess.
Uh-huh.
You never really know what you're, like the chocolate all flakes off. You never really know if it's going to be a good strawberry.
Right,
or
and sometimes it's
strawberry.
Big, if it's like those, Sherry's berries, sometimes it's big chunks of chocolate, and then they jam up in your between your tooth and your gum, right? You know, so... So, all right.
That sounds kind of fun. I don't know. But.
Well, I just figured you would go romantic only because it involved chocolate.
I like chocolate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know
anything.
That. And I don't understand the whole women chocolate thing. You know, there are these stories that have been coming out all week about how men want sex for Valentine's Day and women want chocolate, which shows exactly what relationships are like.
The dichotomy.
The dichotomy right there. Right?
Eating chocolate lasts longer.
But let's go to the poll.
Instant.
It's quick, easy.
Instantly.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey says 60% of our respondents believe chocolate-covered strawberries are seriously overrated.
Oh.
All right, yeah. Right. Obviously, not a lot of women listening at this time. Right. It has chocolate on it? Sure, it's fine. It's great. It's romantic as all hell. As long as it has chocolate.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
All right, so I don't know if this would help someone's self-esteem or send it into an even deeper spiral. There is a new pop-up restaurant in London for Valentine's Day that's specifically for single people.
Okay.
All right? It's called Two for One. All right? And what you do is you go in there and, you know, they give you a table and you're the only person at the table. It's Valentine's Day. There's nobody else to share it with. But everybody else at the tables there are the only person at the table. Right. So, you know, because there's this whole thing with singles and Valentine's Day. I hate Valentine's. You know, okay, you're single right now. Go ahead and hate it. We're not stopping it because of you. Right. Eventually, there'll be somebody in your life and you'll be celebrating Valentine's Day.
Maybe.
All right. Maybe. Maybe. All right. Right. There's a twitch, though. After watching yourself eat alone, when you're sitting at a table, they put a mirror in the middle of the table.
Okay.
Right. And after you're done, so you're watching yourself eat alone.
That's disgusting.
I'm going downhill totally already. My self-esteem is definitely going down the toilet.
Absolutely.
Doing something like this.
Most people avoid mirrors in general.
At the end of the meal, they remove the mirror, and there's someone sitting on the other side of the table, and you meet them. Not that it's a hookup dating place, but they just, you know, you're not alone of eating alone.
And they're bloated with crumbs all over their face.
That's stupid.
Here's where it goes totally wrong. All right. All of that, you might find something wrong in that until you understand what they're calling what they're doing. They say that if you book a table, they'll seat you in front of this mirror, and it's their way of promoting self-love.
Genetic.
Oh, jeez.
Right, right.
No!
If there was a phrase you should not have used, yes. It's self-love.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. Boston, more than a feeling. The John DeBella Show. I'm going to slam that door a little harder, won't you, Dave?
Sorry about that.
All right. 37 degrees outside. Rain heavy at times.
Yeah, really.
High temperature, about 50 degrees. 37 degrees outside at the moment. Joining us later on this morning, comedian Paul Reiser will be joining us. It's always great talking to Paul.
I love Paul.
Of course, Paul, Mad About You, which is back on TV, but not on TV in our area.
Yeah, I'm not sure where to find it.
Yeah, it's on some cable network.
Spectrum?
Spectrum. That's the cable network, but I don't think they're here.
Yeah.
Right, you know. So but he's in that, of course. Doesn't he play the dad in Whiplash, the drummer movie?
Oh, is he the dad in that?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Wow. He's the dad in that.
Stranger Things, of course.
Right, Stranger Things. Yep. Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. And just a funny guy, all right? A great writer. So he will be joining us at 8:10, but right now,
you know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Gary Rossington was with the late Ronnie Van Zant from Lynyrd Skynyrd the night that events that happened to Ronnie led to the Gimme Three Steps story. He says it's all true, though some small changes were made just for the dramatic effect.
The bar that we were at was called W.D. West Tavern. It was in the west side of Jacksonville, and that actually happened to Ronnie. The words say it all. He was dancing with this girl, and this guy come in to want to fight him. He wasn't going to shoot him, he would just fight. But they did fight over, and Ronnie won, actually. But we just made the story up from there. The guy had a knife, not a gun. But it was all really true. It's just taken from a real story, and we just kind of did a song from it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
I may have misspoke because I was saying with the Rolling Stones that the tickets are going on sale Friday. It's next Friday the tickets are going on sale.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. I got you. I think there's a pre-sale beforehand.
Yeah, yeah.
But Paul's on the phone.
Paul Reiser?
No.
He's not supposed to be until 8:10.
No. He'll be fine on time. I'm talking Paul Mercurio.
Mercurio is on the phone?
Yeah.
What's he doing up this early?
What the hell? Why are you on the phone? You're going to be here next week.
I can't live without you.
Yeah, right, right. Thank you, Nielsen. But to tell you the truth, I'm surprised. I mean, you're going to be here. I mean, you'll be here for Valentine's Day. That must make the family very happy.
Oh, well, actually, it does. Because my wife, nothing can make her happier than me not being around for Valentine's Day. Well, first of all, whenever I'm away and I come home, get the kid, we got the dog with the weak sphincter. That's true. It's like a friggin' nursing home in my house. There's pee pads everywhere. Yeah, you laugh. All I need is a bottle of Desitin. It smells exactly like a hospital. I'm not kidding you. And by the way, we adopted the stupid thing and saved its life. But you know what? They didn't tell us when we adopted a weak sphincter. There should be like a lemon law. I should be able to bring the dog back. You put it up on a lift. You swap out sphincters, just like the car. You know what I'm saying? All right. Anyway, what happened was we had two fights in the last 24 hours. One is her stupid, cheap brother-in-law is coming down to visit. And I don't want him to visit because whenever I go to visit them, they live in Rhode Island. Okay, first of all, he's an optometrist, okay? He lives on a pond in a 5-bedroom house. He's got two boats, 30-foot boat, 15-foot boat, four cars. One of them is a Mercedes. You doing the math, okay?
Okay,
math,
yeah. Right?
So when we go to their house to sleep, okay, we sleep in their spare bedroom. You know what we sleep on? A blow-up mattress. A blow-up mattress, okay? Not just anyone, the kind you buy on Groupon for like $7, so the minute your head hits the mattress, you roll into the middle like that.
Uh-huh.
So now he's coming down to visit us in New York. You know what I'm? You know what I got him to sleep on? An inflatable duck from a pool. Yeah, enjoy that. Yeah. And then my wife is upset with me because she says I'm high maintenance. I don't think I am. So she made eggs, right?
All right.
Not that she had to, but she did. And there's like a rule. Like you make the egg. You know, you can't toast both pieces of toast because if you do both, by the time you get the second one, it's cold. It's like...
And the butter doesn't melt.
And the, thank you. We're not animals.
Right.
We're not an animal. It's like a giant crouton. That's what it is. Okay? So I'm eating the eggs, and the whole situation we have worked out is in the middle of my eating the eggs, I give a hand signal, like a manager going to the bullpen, right? That means put the second piece of bread in the toaster oven. Boom. I get that. Second piece of toast, warm, buttery. Everybody's happy, and nothing gets thrown around the house. That's
okay.
All I'm saying. All
right.
And that did not happen. And so then I'm apparently the bad guy because that's asking too much. So we had a fight about that. So she can't wait until I come down there for Valentine's Day to work. She just, so she can, I don't know, sleep with a guy who doesn't care about his eggs. I don't know.
And she sounds a lot like my wife, Lisa, because Lisa's idea of a great vacation is I went somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we've been together for so long. You know, we met in high school, and we've been together for years and years, and dated like 13 years before we got married. And everybody said to me, well, that must have been a romantic proposal. I go, well, she proposed, finally. I mean, I was just waiting and waiting.
I say, yeah. Well, and I can only imagine, you know, her disappointment with your life decision of, here you are, corporate raider, mergers and acquisitions, a major business lawyer, and you go, nah, I'm going to give that up. I'm going to go do comedy.
Yeah, exactly. How can I give everybody a heart attack and kill my mother in one swoop? And it's true. Like, I did corporate law. So, like, that's considered the worst because, like, you merge companies, you people out of business, you know, you people lose their jobs. And one guy goes to me one time, he goes, oh, you're evil, you kill kittens. I'm like, we would outsource that. And I was funny, though, with the law firm. I'd say really funny things to get laughs. I'd be like, hey, guys, we can't do that. That's unethical. And they would laugh. Mergers and acquisitions. And for what people don't understand what that is, it's like when you eat. You have a salad, you have a steak, like that's the acquisition. And then a couple of days later, you take a really huge number two.
Okay.
That's the merger.
I see.
I was the colon. It all went through me.
There's been a lot of colon humor happening here this morning.
It is.
Fault Mercurio will be our guest for Valentine's Day because nothing says love like this man. He'll be here next Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Punchline. You guys are going to come out and see me, right, that weekend?
Yeah, I'm coming. I don't know about these two.
Nope.
I have sphincter surgery.
Valentine's Day.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
Paul Mercurio has got to be the craziest mother I know. I mean, that guy, all right, it's just... When you said Paul was on the phone, I'm immediately thinking it's Reiser. Last thing I expected was Mercurio.
7:40 on a, what's today, Thursday?
Thursday, yeah.
A week before he's here?
Right.
Man,
why not?
Sure, I'll call John.
That's as neurotic as you get.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I'm coming to town. I need to call. Right? Okay, fine. I love the guy, though. Right? And what he does with a crowd at a show is hilarious. 39 degrees outside right now. Rain heavy at times. Temperature get up to about 50 degrees. Speaking of crowds, there will be a major crowd at the Philadelphia Convention Center because the car show is going on this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I am doing one of my rare Saturday broadcasts.
Wow. Yes. Welcome to the club.
Right. Yeah. It's not a show. It's a showlette.
Okay. You know, that's fair. Cars to check out. Well,
yeah, 2 hours. 2 hours, right? 2 hours. And I might need a car.
Heck yeah.
a rare Saturday broadcast. I'll be there from 11 to 1, and I have a ton of the classic car calendars that we'll be handing out. So you can.
I'm going to be handing my show off to you.
Are you really?
Yeah, look at that.
Wow. Okay.
My brother saw that you were going to be out there, and he asked if I was going to be there, and I said, absolutely not.
Right.
Absolutely not. I see John five days a week.
Five days a week is more than enough.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Will be at Harrah's Casino this coming Saturday night in Atlantic City. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com, and he is on the phone right now. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. You know, you owe me a visit. It has been 15 years since you've been in the studio.
Yes, but we spoke on the telephonically a year or so ago.
Okay, all right. All right, I'll give you that. And
Why do I always have to come? Why don't you come to my house? Why do I have to do all the traveling?
I believe that was the first invitation. I think right there. I'm in L.A. all the time. My son lives there. And your son is not too far from me. We could swap sons.
You know what? What a thrill that would be for me. I've been waiting for somebody to pitch that idea. How old is your son?
35.
Okay. Oh, geez. So he's off. He's on solid foods already.
Yeah, oh, yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Talking.
Right, right.
And I don't know if this is universal or not, but he's a really nice kid, and I'll hear from other people. When we spoke to him, he was so charming, and he was this. I went, my guy?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Because he was talking to us for an hour. I go, he hasn't spoken to me for an hour ever, total, if you add it all up. But with other people, thankfully, he's a very pleasant guy.
Yeah, no, my kid was recently with my business manager, and they get into a whole conversation about supply-side economics. And I'm going like, wait, and you believe them? He goes, believe them. The kid knows more about it than I do.
Wow, yeah. Well, you know what? I guess it's better than the opposite, which is they're great with us and they fall to pieces in the world.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. By the way, along with not coming to visit me and along with not coming to the studio, I have to tune in to the Kaminsky Method and get insulted by you using my haircut from the 80s.
We modeled it after you. We had a lovely picture of you up in the makeup trailer.
You know, they don't call that a mullet. That's a skullet is what they call it.
Well, yeah. Well, the Kaminsky Method, I was invited to come join the cast. I said, well, I love that show. And Michael Douglas, Alan Arkin, come up. And before we start, I go, well, just let you know, we want to age you up. We're going to give you a gut, and we're going to make you bald. I said, well, hang on. I got a gut. I save you money right there. I go, no, we're going to give you a bigger gut than you have, and we're going to make you bald. Well, just make sure you do it good. Because sometimes you see on TV, like, they age somebody up, and it's done badly, and it looks like a high school production of Death of a Salesman. It's like, you know, the talcum powder in the hair. So they had these brilliant makeup guys who spent 2.5 hours every morning. They put a bald cap on you, and then they put the makeup on. And I wake up and then look in the mirror, and I go, oh, it's my father. Okay. That turned into my father.
I was convinced of one of two things. Either they shaved your head,
no.
or all this time, like William Shatner.
Well, here's the best thing about it is, so now, when I walk around my regular self, people go, you look fantastic. now you're just 15 pounds overweight. We thought you were 40 pounds overweight. No, it's only 15. Yeah. So, but a lot of people go, well, I actually had that on Twitter. Go, thank God he finally took off that terrible hairpiece. I always knew he was bald. I'm like, no, it's not a hairpiece. That's sadly my actual hair. But they did such a good job. A lot of people, they didn't even know how to say it. Wow. I would hear through friends of friends. I go, they called and they said, wow, Rice would let himself go. Well, I have, but not quite that badly.
Now, you're in that new movie, because I just got a press release on it yesterday, Horse Girl?
Horse Girl.
All right. Is it a big role, or is it like the role you had in
the... He's the horse.
I play Horsey, and we just had to talk the girl into getting on top of me. I have more jokes, but we'll skip them. Because it's a family show.
Will you be in season 3 of Stranger Things?
Well, season 3 already was, and I came in...
season 4, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and season 3, I came in at the very, the last 5 minutes of the last episode.
Right.
So I assume that was for a reason, but they don't tell me anything. Mm-hmm. So if I'm coming back, I'll have to let you know.
Okay.
I have to assume, why bother me to come in at the end if you're not going to use me again? I have a feeling there's some story coming, maybe, but I don't know.
Yes, the next character is going to be a horse, and they need to...
Thank God, yeah. Wait till you see him gallop. He does his own little gallop pole, and it's quite something.
Now, speaking of films, let me get this straight. Uh-oh. You have never seen
Stop
a
it.
Single Star Wars movie.
What, you got to drag it up. Okay. This only came out because my little friend Helen, we were on Jimmy Fallon, and she said that she can't wait to see the new one. And I had to say, I've seen pieces. I know what they look like. I don't like that kind of movie. I don't get it. You know, I was never a sci-fi guy,
uh-huh.
Which is crazy because I know all these sci-fi things. But okay. But it's not even sci-fi, whatever you call that. But I don't like Game of Thrones. Can't watch it. I don't care.
Really? Fantasy is out completely.
You know what? If you think about it, everything I do is so the opposite of fantasy. Mad About You is as real as you could be. My books or my comedy, it's all about here's exactly what happened today my house, in my family. So I'm not smart enough to make anything up, nor am I smart enough to follow anything that's made up. So I could watch a movie about World War I because that happened.
Right.
But I can't watch a movie about World War IX because I don't know what that world is.
You're a nonfiction guy. It's okay.
Exactly.
But he does believe that the animals in Lion King actually talk.
No, but that's fine. Whatever. Nobody's getting hurt. It's for little kids. There could be a lion that talks. You don't know. But my wife is an avid reader. She's always reading all kinds of fiction and nothing. And I realized I stopped reading fiction. I'll read like a biography or I'll read a history book or a current event or something. Because like, okay, this is cool. This is what's going on. But in fiction, I'm going, wait a second. I have so much information in my head. I can barely keep track of what's going on. Don't make up new stuff. This stuff didn't even happen. Why would I get involved in that? I can't keep track. Do I sound like the oldest guy in the world?
Yeah, I think
I am the oldest man in the world.
Oh, God. Paul Reiser this Saturday night at Harrah's Casino in Atlantic City. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com.
It's a beautiful theater, man. I was there a couple of years ago. It's a really fun theater. Atlantic City, always fun. And what could be better? Atlantic City in February. You got the tropical breeze. You got the warm weather. The ocean. The clean ocean.
And the water temperature is fantastic.
Oh, they keep it a nice balmy 24.
Paul, thank you so much.
Hey, man, pleasure talking to you. And anybody, if you're there, come down to the show and say hello.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Classic rock. Well, I just smashed my head into the microphone. Right. It's been a smashing week for me. It's been a really enjoyable past couple of days. Make a long story short, I got seriously rear-ended by another car. On the way home.
I saw it.
Well,
I saw the aftermath. I was like, I think that was John doing the post-accident shuffle.
I think that was John. Let me hit 60 to get by him. See you, sucker!
Thank you so much for stopping by on that. Thank God a couple of the construction guys who are working out here, they stopped by.
You had help. You were good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're fine.
Doesn't need me, right? You just got rear-ended by another car, right? Why would I get out of a car and
You
help?
Looked like you were having a good time.
Oh, yeah. I was having a blast.
With your accordion
blast.
On the side of the road.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's only a third of an accordion.
Oh, okay.
All right. I always felt that the trunk should have been in the back seat.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.